You know, I don't mind starting hour number two with a deck of yeah. It is a Friday. I did dent them up. I did back it in. Happy Friday. Alvin's week that was coming up in hour number three. Oh, wait, it's not Friday? It is for me.
Today's Friday.
I'm off tomorrow. I'm actually flying to Wisconsin this afternoon to take part in the Guarding Cancer program. Greg Gard, Wisconsin head basketball coach, has an amazing event, and I was invited to take part in that. Looking forward to getting back to Wisconsin, so I'm doing that after the show today. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up next hour in studio, LA Angels outfielder Brian Goodwin. 50 days until the smack-off. This guy understands this. Let's go back to the phones. I won't even start you off with the topic in hour number two. Matt in Vancouver. He's already a top tenner. He called yesterday. It's smack-off season. He's looking to go back-to-back, and I'm here for it. Matt, what's going on, Matt? How are you?
Hey, Rome, I'm great. I'm sitting watching the Carolina Hurricanes last night be some cold-blooded assassins, and I start thinking about the utter lack of assassins in the smack-off field. Piss me off. We got former champs hoarding takes and hiding all year. We got punk loser golden ticket holders doing absolutely nothing to justify this prestigious honor. Hell, Stucknut told me Carl Anderson, that professional faker, even has a golden ticket. I guess that means this fool's fair game. Hey, Carl, we already have an oiled-up substance-abusing meathead in the field, and his name's Chael Sonnen. Only that bag fights for real. But maybe you can team up with that panty boy Brad and Corona and oil each other up for some on-air smack-off wrestling. That kind of nonsense would appeal to your usually aged 12 to 17 demographic. Romy, I don't do Thrones. I don't do Avengers. I do smack. So while these fat Americans are laying out, eating triple cheeseburgers, growing themselves a second fat ass on their lower back, I'm already at my fighting weight and feeling like a bad Mr. Falcon. Let's go. Peace.
Rock him. Matt in Vancouver. Matt's one of those guys that he doesn't get into shape. He understands that it's much easier to stay in shape than to get into shape, and he's walking around at his fighting weight. Going at my man Carl like that. The good brother. How do you go at the good brother like that? All right, so Matt goes back to back. I love that. In smack-off season, I love seeing a guy come in 2 days in a row. Like he said, where are the rest of you? You golden ticket recipients hoarding your material, other alleged legends not coming in. In fact, Hawk, why don't we talk about the smack off right now? As long as we're on topic and in market. 50 days until the smack off. I hate to be that guy who points at a calendar and uselessly tells you, hey now, it's already May. Damn, this year's going fast. It's already May. But I'm going to be that guy because this bit of timekeeping has a very specific purpose. Today is May 2nd. That means we're officially 50 days out from Smack-Off 25. 50. If that sounds like a long number or a long time or a big number, it's not. Trust me, 50 days is going to go like that. Not only will the days fly by, but it's a lot less in the way of shows. If you're curious about how many shows are left between now and Smack-Off 25, that number is 31. And I'm not going to be here for every one of those days. So you are running out of time. 50 days, 31 shows, which brings us to the main event. And again, I bring this up because it is officially go time. In fact, it was officially go time a long time ago. You've got to get qualified for this thing. Remember, the only way to win is to get in. And the only way to get in is with an invite. You cannot show up the day of and say, hey, Rome, I think I'll take a shot at this. I think I want to be a part of that. I think I like that life. That's not how that works. You can't walk in. There are no walk-ins for the smack-off. You have to play your way in. You have to qualify. And if you want that invite, you got to come rip it right now. So, I know a lot of you are wondering, how the hell do I get that invite? It's simple. You call in, you run some smack, you take your shot. If it's good, you'll make me feel compelled to give you a golden ticket.
'Cause I've got a golden ticket.
I'm always going to ask myself, how would that person, how would that lady clone, or how would that guy fare on the big stage? How would they do on that big day? Would they make the show better? Do I care what you have to say? Do I want to hear what you have to say on the biggest day in the jungle? You got to make me care. Find your angle, nail down your takes, spit some junk. Spit some junk that I can't live without on June 21st. Now, most of you do not have what it takes. That's fine. This event is not for everybody. In fact, it's for the best of the best. Not only is it not for everybody, it's essentially not for any of you. We're talking about the upper 1/1000th. But I know some of you out there think that you were made for the event. And those are the people who should be banging the phones right now trying to get in. But it's getting late. It is getting late. It's getting late early. And that $5,000 grand prize, and there is $5,000 on the line, it's not going to win itself. Neither is the title of Smackoff champ. I've given out 6 golden tickets. I've taken one back. Jeff in Southfield, Cal in Vegas, Carl Anderson, Dan in Denver, Matt in L.A., John in Little Rock. They're all holding a ticket. Jeff in Middletown, that dude who took a ride in the blades of the chopper. Remember? That's the sound of a golden ticket getting ripped back. It happened to Jeff in Middletown 3 weeks ago. So his ticket is back on my desk. And believe me, I would love to give it to somebody, but I'm not going to give it away. As for the rest of the ticket holders, know this. This is Smackoff 25. It's going to be a loaded field. Everybody should expect the unexpected. And even if you have a ticket, even if you have an invite, it does not guarantee you'll get on the air. So what that means for the 6 of you is that you had best call me between now and June 21st and cement your case for getting on the show in 50 days. We have a process. I'm not giving that process up, but understand, not everybody in the field is going to get on. Not that day. You have to give me a reason to want to take that call. Start doing it right now. I've only got 3 hours on June 21st. I mean, that is really limited real estate. As an example, so far this week, we've already heard from 3 guys who will for sure get on the show that day. And if you're wondering what it takes and what it sounds like to be a Smackoff caller, here's a taste of what we had this week. Here's a taste of Benny in Wisco, Matt in Van, Caleb in Green Bay, all from this week.
Hey, Rick, everybody is sick of you, and you're uglier than the new bowling ball working for Rome. Rick sits in his dilapidated townhouse with his Lena Dunham pig wife, dreaming of having my look, dreaming of having my game, while looking like a broke, bifocal phallus. And Rome, I'm putting the whole Smackoff field on notice. I'm cutting through everyone in the field who gets in my way, Rome. Foreign and domestic.
Hey, quick shout out to the new bald guy, Vin Weasel, behind the glass. Now, I can't see behind the table, but does the studio allow for enough room for your wheelchair? Professor X wore Caleb in Green Bay, putting his usual effort into producing an over-the-top RSVP to the Smackoff this year, Russell Wilson style, right next to his lover, Sierra. Mist.
Hey, Benny and Wisco, that was a cute little jab you took at me the other day with that Sierra Mist bomb. I thought it was pretty funny, but as many things as people pick on me for, at least I can say words with the letter S without any ambiguity as to whether I have a lisp or not. Seriously, bro, in the first grade, were you hooked on phonics or hooked by a bass fisherman? You sound like Mike Tyson hired a speech therapist. But, Jim, I'm watching the show on TV. Is it Take Your Grandfather to Work Day? Seriously, the new guy looks so old. Robert wasn't training him how to do his job. He was showing him how to use one of them newfangled computation machines. This guy hasn't been around electricity since the last time he flew a kite in a thunderstorm.
Talking about the new guy, Garrett Ritt. All right, so that's the taste. The 3 of those guys have their invites, and they, because of who they are, there's nothing they can do between now and then to damage that. And in all likelihood, because of their game, they'll get on that day. But if you think that you're as good, prove it. Get a golden ticket, play your way in. But you got to earn it. Like, if the field didn't change between now and then, I'd be fine. We'd be all set. I'm just trying to encourage somebody new to come in here. Somebody who'll make it better. You're running out of time. Let me point at the calendar one more time. It is May 2nd. You have exactly 50 days. And 31 shows. And I'm not going to be here for every one of those shows. And nobody who sits in for me has got the authority or autonomy to put you in. You have to get the golden ticket from me. Even Alvey can't give it to you. Even Flight Deck can't give it to you. Hawk sure as hell is not allowed to give it to you. I'm the only one who can give you that ticket. 50 days, 31 shows, and I'm not going to be here for all 31. Consider that a kick in the ass. You're running out of time. 1-800-636-8686. For all I know, I might walk off on that one. I might walk off on that. 25 is a nice, fat, even number. I may walk off on that. Don't leave anything to chance. All right, let's go to Harrisburg. I know this guy wants in. But wanting in and getting in are two really different things. Jason in Harrisburg. Jason, how are you?
I'm good, Jen. How are you?
Good. Great.
Hey, Matt, getting a golden ticket is the only way for some of us to get in, and I freaking want one. Jim, you know the guy who thinks he never played pro sports because he got screwed by his high school coach? Well, I was at my son's baseball game the other night, and I realized that as soon as that guy has kids, he becomes a little league coach. This is so he can yell at his kid and make sure he plays pitcher and shortstop every game. Because you know, Jim, that getting to the pros has nothing to do with athletic ability, talent, or perseverance. It only has to do with what position you were allowed to play in little league. The funny thing about this is, I can guarantee you that if Chastity or Destiny or whatever name Tyler in Edmonton stripper du jour is going by does ever allow him to plant his seed, he'll immediately become little league coach guy. By the time this kid is two or three, he'll have converted one of those little tykes box slides into a toddler squat rack, broken the stick off the horse head to use as the bar, and slid those little plastic stackable rings into the bar to use as weights. He'll be down on his knees screaming in the kid's face, "Keep your shoulders back. Keep your back straight." He'll also have to put the poor kid's Pampers on extra tight so they can double as both diaper and weight belt, but also preventing the reemergence of an umbilical hernia. So in the interest of children everywhere, let me put out a public service announcement to all current and future Little League coaches. If your kid can't throw or catch, sending him out to the mound doesn't make him a pitcher. It makes him humiliated. So please do everyone a favor and get over yourself. It was 20 years ago, man. War Little League coach guy explaining that he's overweight because all his sports-related injuries prevent him from being able to exercise. I'm out.
All right, Jason, not bad. Pretty entertaining. Not good enough to get in the smack off, but not bad. I know exactly what he's talking about. We all do, right? I've got two kids who play baseball. Well, one senior in high school who did play baseball until this year, and Logan is now in eighth grade, and he still plays. Both played travel ball. Both played Little League. I've seen all of this up close, and a lot of what he says is true. But still not good enough to get a ticket, all right? This is what I'm saying. I'm glad he made that call. That's a good call. He got to the end of the call. I didn't run the call, but I'm talking about the best of the best. The best of the best, the best callers in the business, showing up on one day, once a year, going head-to-head, killing each other, talking sports, and trying to battle for the coveted prize, King of Smack for 1 year and $5,000. And again, others have parlayed that into their own shows. And I don't mean like right now where everybody has a podcast, where there is no barrier of entry at all, where anybody can say they're a talk show host. I'm talking about back in the day, people would call that show the Smack Off, be on, and parlay that into something else, something legitimate. Remember, JT the Brick won the first ever Smack Off. He's had a brilliant radio career. It might be you. I'm the idol maker. I can make you a star. You just have to help me. Like, that guy, not a star. You're not there yet, Jay. Keep calling. Keep trying. Next hour, Brian Goodwin of the LA Angels in studio. Alvy's 4 days that were. And when we come back, James Dolan getting sued again. Do not forget to thank the real pros this Mother's Day. Like, where would you be without your mom? Where would you be without the mother of your kids? Would you have any shot whatsoever? Acknowledge how important those moms are. Pro Flowers will help you do just that. Pro Flowers lets you choose from a variety of bouquets and unique vases that suit every mom's style. You cannot go wrong. All you have to do is pick the delivery date that you want. Pro Flowers carefully packages your flowers and delivers them fresh from the farm. And express delivery means the flowers will stay fresh. Right now, I've got a couple of opportunities. You can get one dozen assorted roses for $19.99. Or you can double the number of roses and get a premium vase for only $9.99 more. That's the ticket right there. I do that every single year. Visit ProFlowers.com. Click the microphone. It's in the upper right-hand corner. Enter my code name, Rome. ProFlowers.com. Click the microphone. Type in Rome. Mother's Day is May 12th. You are running out of time. Get it off your list. Get it done right now. Order like a pro, get this amazing rose deal, and thank all the moms in your life. Once again, proflowers.com, find the microphone, click it, and type in Rome.
You're listening to...
We're at it, rolling through this Thursday. This segment brought to you by AmericasBestRacing.net, the home of the Derby picks. A four-time MLB All-Star turned gambling savant, Paul LaDuca. So, who does Rick in Buffalo like? Doesn't matter much, right? How about Matt in Vancouver? Who do you like, Matt? Guess that doesn't matter too much either. Talking about the Derby here. Visit AmericasBestRacing.net. Get the inside info on the post positions. That's always crucial. Find out who the wise guy pony is and who not to bet. Visit AmericasBestRacing.net. Now more than ever since the favorite is scratched. Get your key intel there. AmericasBestRacing.net. Dave and KC tweets, Romy, have Alvy dig back into the archives to play some Orn in Denver and show these clowns what it takes to get an invite. I mean, I could pick 20 guys. Orn would be one, or anybody else. Alvin, is there something you want to play to show these clowns what it takes?
I had a couple people talking to me, and discretion is supposedly the better part of valor, but this isn't one of those times. Jethro in Richmond. I get to focus my attention on you, bruh. I don't know what mixture of hay and raccoon droppings you've been toking on in that corncob pipe of yours, but it must be the chronic because you plumb flipped your lid, homie. You mean to tell me you hopped in that horse and buggy you call a sled, took 3 days rations, and motored all the way into town from that shanty you call a crib in the middle of that swamp you call a suburb to get your jungle life crushed? Listen closely, Huck Finn. I might have got myself run before I got a chance to finish, but you will not be so lucky there, Forrest, because I'm going to make sure I get through this call. Similar to the way your lady, your second cousin, isn't leaving the local juke joint until the last swig of moonshine is gone out of that triple X mug she calls a shot glass. I promise you, Jebediah, by the time I'm done with you, you're going to wish you stayed on the porch, sipping mint juleps, strumming and a-picking on that comb, outfitted with rubber bands that you call a banjo, trying to listen to Romy over the sound of all 18 of your youngins fighting over who Pappy's going to whittle a pair of shoes for next. I hope that you and your wife Clementine enjoyed that five-course smorgasbord of roadkill possum with all the fixings under that kerosene lantern hanging from the ceiling by that wire hanger you call a chandelier last night, because right now you are getting your manhood took. Old Clem might not be able to look at you the same way after this. And we all know what that means for you, Jeff. It's back to sleeping in the chicken coop, listening to the Soggy Bottom Boys on that phonograph and playing Spin the Bottle with the Sheep. Stay in your lane, you hillbilly. You might be the king of the trailer park in the town of Deliverance, but to me, you're just a hick hopped up on cheap meth and corn pone who made the tragic mistake of bringing a raccoon club to a gunfight. Trust me, Cornwallis, look elsewhere to regain those stripes that Kerwin snatched off that genuine Army-issued jacket that you so promptly cut the sleeves off of 5 minutes after purchasing it for $2 from the local pick and save. Ain't nothing for you this side of the Mason-Dixon line except hard times, hurt feelings, and a dose of smack that'll make you wish that Ma didn't choose her brother to be the patter D familias who holler back hillbilly, because I need the reps for the smack off. Just make sure that you turn the crank enough times on that there telephone of yourn, because the last call you made sound like it was breaking up a bit. Somebody please call the jungle police. Tell them to bring white chalk and yellow tape, because I am verbally murdering this inbred. That's right, Jeff. Jeff, you're a hillbilly and an inbred, and I got nothing to hide. So come on over, officers. Yeah, come on over.
That's the Orin that guy was talking about. Now, that may sound a little bit dated. Not completely, but a little bit. That call was made in 2006. So that holds up well, really well. But if that sounds pretty good right now, you can imagine how that sounded back in 06. And there were some things that were allowed then that would not be allowed right now. But I will allow him playing Spin the Bottle with the Sheep. That's the type of call. Like, that guy's never won a smack off. That's the type of call that gets you into a smack off. That's the kind of game and quality we're talking about. But even Oren has never won the Smack-Off. So do you have that kind of game? 1-800-636-8686. So last I checked, the 17-win New York Knicks were not in the playoffs. So why the hell is their owner, James Dolan, back in the news? Again. Oh, that's right. His goofy little side hustle. JD and the straight shot. Never in my life have I seen somebody's misguided hobby get so much run. I mean, do you know how bad a basketball team you have to have? Do you know how bad a professional basketball team has to be for the owner's granola garage band to get even more run than the team itself, especially a team that plays in New York? For those of you who are lucky enough to not know what JD and the straight shot is, I've got some bad news. Your good fortune has run out. It's about to turn.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain, with the rain Shambhala. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame, with the rain Shambhala.
That guy right there. The guy crooning. The guy you're listening to. James Dolan, a.k.a. JD. The assumed hostages providing the backup music are the straight shot. Now, you heard me just a second ago refer to JD and the straight shot as a side project, a side hustle, a side project. Well, according to a new lawsuit, that's not true. Because apparently that side project has become the main project, at least as alleged by those who are coming for him. A certain group of shareholders in James Dolan's Madison Square Garden company are not happy with how much time the CEO is spending jamming in a fedora and hitting the vape pen as the front man. Yeah, you and me both, shareholders. But according to a report from the corporate watchdog website Agenda, a group of MSG shareholders has filed a lawsuit alleging that Dolan is grossly overpaid as CEO and only works part-time because he's too busy murdering music in the first degree with JD in the straight shot. The lawsuit points out that Dolan has been paid nearly $76 million in the last 3 years, while similar CEOs, also known as peer CEOs, have made less than a third of that over the same time. And the lawsuit goes on to reference that in 2017, the band performed 50 times in 6 different countries and 82 times since 2016, which of course is 82 times way too many. But it's not just about touring that has the shareholders all bent. It's also their recordings. According to the lawsuit, JD and the Straight Shot have made 6 albums, and they're in the process of tracking a 7th right now. So the shareholders want this guy to get back to work and stop cashing 76 million checks to not be in the office. I mean, I personally want this guy to do anything other than make music by any means necessary. And if a group of people have to sue that dude into putting down the guitar and the e-cig, then you know what side I'm come out on. The MSG company has released a statement responding to the lawsuit, calling it, quote, corporate harassment, which is rich. That statement is extremely on brand for a company run by a guy who called an innocent confrontation with a Knicks fan, quote, ambushing and stalking. You remember that incident from March, right? The one where Dolan banned a fan from Madison Square Garden for telling him to sell the team.
Sell the team! Anything I should sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's rude.
What's your opinion?
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching him on TV.
Him, Black. Bring up, yeah, him. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
Because that guy said to the owner, sell the team. How would you like to not come to any more games? I'd like that very much, Bag. That'd be awesome. Kicking somebody out of a venue for saying something Dolan does not like is nothing new for this guy. Hell, he did it back in 2016 at a music festival when one of the, I don't know, 7 people in the room interrupted his jam session to also say, sell the Knicks.
Why are you here? You're a fan of music and you're holding up that sign? Don't you think that that's a little negative? You don't, anybody else here think it's a little negative? I'm going to invite you to leave. What do you say? So everybody else can have a good time. Okay, can you do that now? Thank you. Goodbye.
Trust me, JD, no one there is having a good time. Nobody. They're listening to your music. How can they be having a good time? So whether it's at a music festival or Madison Square Garden or in a lawsuit filed last month, one thing is pretty clear. People really, really would like James Dolan to stop making music and to sell the Knicks. And I'm going to include myself in that. But if history has taught us anything at all, it's that Jimmy D will get the lawsuit thrown out like he does all hecklers that he's encountered in the past. And he'll continue to cash huge checks to do a job that he doesn't do so he can go make music that nobody wants to hear. I love the fact that this band has become such a nuisance that it literally led to a lawsuit. And aren't those the principles that this great country was built upon? What our justice system was created to address? The right for any citizen to sue a super rich D-bag for making the worst music imaginable and destroying so many ears and lives in the process. Put the axe down. Release the hostages that you've been calling the shot. They've had enough, and so have the rest of us, especially me.
Ooh, I want my money back. The lead singer's terrible.
Your singing voice leaves a lot to desire. You're a bad singer.
Don't quit your day job.
You're a bad singer.
Terrible.
This is terrible.
I want my money back.
I want my money back.
I made good money for
you. I just want a refund.
Go back to your day job. That's the problem. This is what the guy's suing him or alleging. He's not doing his day job.
I'm serious.
His voice is so bad.
That guy's just staying on it. I'm serious, man. His voice is so bad. Your singing voice leaves a lot to be desired. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, Dolan only works for MSG part-time. Imagine how terrible they'd be if you put in full time. Fair point. When we return, I want to talk about the Red Sox. I'm just moving through it. Lots of different takes, lots of different angles. Don't look now, but they're suddenly getting right. And that's bad news for everybody else. Brian Goodwin in studio next hour. Still can't find Chris Haynes. If you see Chris Haynes, let him know I'm looking for him. And I am off tomorrow. I would love to give away a golden ticket today before I bounce for the weekend. 1-800-636-8686. Here is your bottom of the second hour sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Once again, I am not in tomorrow. I'm going to Wisconsin this evening. And we'll be back at it on Monday. But I'm not here tomorrow, so you want to give me a call right now. I would love to give away a golden ticket. We've been talking about the Smack-Off. Number 50. Speaking of golden tickets, this guy is one of the six who has one. The guy that most of you think is going to have it ripped right back. But he still has it. And nobody respects the guys who get the golden ticket, and then they stay down. They don't show up until the day of because they want to play it safe. Just keep it in the fairway. You know, I want to see the reps. Again, just because you're in does not mean you're on the air. You can't win it unless you're in it, but if you're in it, it doesn't guarantee you'll get on. You got to sell this thing. You got to give me a reason to want to take your call on that day. That's what this guy's trying to do. He's got a golden ticket right now. Let's see if he can hold on to it. Dan in Denver. Dan, what's up? How are you?
I'm good, Rome. Thanks for the vine. Hey, Liz in Falls City. Glad to hear you wouldn't ever unwar Team Bake on an Ask the Pros question. Here's another thing you shouldn't ever do. Call the Jim Rome Show. And, Jim, I heard you're taking tomorrow off. I guess that means Brad and Corona is going to call your guest host and talk about how good-looking his wife is or how well-endowed the host is, things Brad knows nothing about. Jim, I like that Matt and Van call a little bit ago. My favorite part was when he stuttered and had to repeat that line over in the middle. Matt's call delivery is so awkward, I can't tell if he's making a phone call or imitating your hockey predictions. Also, Jim, I heard Caleb in Green Bay call yesterday and say that no one likes me. That's funny coming from a guy who takes Twitter hiatuses because no one likes him. Caleb's such a charity case, Rome. It's great. He's made himself such a big target that you can't hit him. See, Jim, if I came in here and congratulated him on winning huge caller yesterday, or complimented him on how well he enunciates his lines, I'd get my ticket ripped. So I won't do that, Caleb. Instead, I'll just wish you the best and wait for you to quit the show for attention again. We're the Nuggets in six. Out, Romy.
All right, Dan, nice job. He still has it. I'm not even going to play with that. He still has his golden ticket, and that's what you have to do. If you've got one, flex it. Come in here. Get some reps. Make an argument. Because I'm going to make tough choices on that day. There's going to be a phone bank full of lights that are lit, and not everybody's getting in. That guy's making a case that I should take his call the day of. We added Chris Haynes at the top of the hour. So we'll go back to back. Chris Haynes and then Brian Goodwin is in studio. Alvy's 4 days that were after that. So you're already running out of time. Now, 1 month into the MLB season, all baseball has been watching and wondering when the Red Sox were going to snap the hell out of it. The defending champs coasted to the finish last year. They still won 108 games. Then they went right through the postseason and bullied everybody. They ran out the duck boats, they hung a banner, and then basically they brought back the same exact team. But then they freaking sucked for the first month of this year. They started 3-9, they had a league-worst run differential, the pitching staff was jacked up, the lineup was ice cold, the bullpen was a bunch of arsonists. Even my guy, Alex Cora, didn't seem to have an answer. When Rob Gronkowski, squaring up the Lombardi and putting down a perfect bunt, is the best piece of fundamental baseball in Fenway through the first month of the season, you know there's a problem. But now there's a new problem, and it's for the rest of the league because the Red Sox look like they're back. And here's how you know that they're serious. They freaking banned Fortnite from the clubhouse. WEEI reports the Sox are going cold turkey with the night. They have ripped the most addictive video ever from their clubhouse. And they haven't looked back since. No more flossing, no more geeking out with headsets and controllers in every locker. That trench the defending champs dug themselves in April, yeah, well, they chucked the night in that trench, and who knows if that's ever going to come back. Here's more from the WEEI report. Quote, according to multiple players, it was decided by the team that the time used playing the game in the clubhouse had gotten to the point where it was becoming counterproductive to putting their best foot forward on the field. And that's to me, awesome. I mean, I have this conversation with my kid every night. But he's a kid. He's a teenager. He's in eighth grade. And I finally pulled it out of the house. You got major leaguers who had to quit Fortnite. But luckily they did, and it's working. Whatever the hell these guys decided is working. Because quietly, they have now ripped off 8 of 12. They just hit the A's with a broom. David Price, a dude who's known to have a game, a Fortnite or two, has been lights out in his last three starts. Price has got 24 Ks in his last 18 innings, an ERA of 2 flat. Rick Porcello, 8 scoreless innings his last time out. Hell, even Chris Sale is starting to miss bats and get it all together. And maybe even better news, Mookie Betts is back to being Mookie Betts. The ship jumper is back to jumping ship. He had a couple of long balls last week, and after a nice cold start, his batting average is up nearly 90 points. His slugging is up nearly 150. Maybe this guy was pressing, knowing that he's got a Bryce Harper contract coming. Maybe it was only a matter of time. But whatever that is, the Sox were just glad that Mookie finally showed up. And the truth is, the AL East is not the right division to spend a month in the gutter in. Not when Tampa Bay rolls out filthy starting pitching. Not when the Yankees keep winning with their MASH unit because they're getting healthy right now and you know how dangerous they're going to be. But that sound you hear is the champs finally rolling out of bed, finally cleaning up their act, and finally throwing away Fortnite and getting back to business. Welcome back. Welcome to the party, pals.
Welcome to the party, pal.
It's about freaking time. It's about freaking time. Just like it's about freaking time that I bumped this little ditty. Hit it, Alvy.
A minister, a priest, and a rabbi at a restaurant one spring night.
Everybody.
We're discussing their belief in God.
Everybody.
Debating wrong and right.
I'll do it. The discussion. I would never ask you to do something I won't do myself. Everybody, come on. To calm them down by pointing out one thing they all agreed.
He said we all love.
Man, this song.
The
Good luck ever getting this song out of your head. But it was only a matter of time. You knew they'd show up to this fight at some point. Everybody! Go ahead, Hawk. Bring it. Windsor Locks. The one thing that unites us all. We all love the Red Sox. They're back. And so is that song. Good luck ever getting that song out of your head. Man, that is some serious cheese. But you gotta acknowledge it. Thank you, Dustin, Pappy, Yaz, and Ted. We treasure every thrill. Bring it! You know, it's hard to even imagine how bad that song is because we've never played that like in its entirety. It's always just the chorus. This is uncharted territory for us here. I've never actually heard the entire song. Just that awesome chorus. Poppy, Yaz, and Ted. Every thrill. Thanks, Alvin. We all love the Red Sox. And here they come. And not a second too soon. Chris Haynes coming up at the top of the hour. Chris no longer in St. Pete tweets, no! Hashtag no! We all hate the Red Sox. Not all of us. Not all of us. That is not the division you want to fall any further behind in. So they showed up finally. You know that old saying, a lot of people have lost pennants in April, but nobody's won one. If you're in that division and you're playing the way they were and they started 3-9, they could have lost that thing. But now they've ripped off 8 of 12. And they are showing up suddenly. And like I said, good luck getting that song out of your head. Brian Goodwin in studio next hour. Let's go to Detroit. Bruce in Detroit. It's good to have you, Bruce. Hey. How are you?
Good, Jim. Thanks for the vine. Hey, my condolences to Matt and Tyler with the Bruins' elimination of their Maple Leafs last week. Hey, by my count, that makes your Canada's Stanley Cup draw longer than the Smack-Off, 26 years old. And Canadian children are growing up and coming out of their little one-room schoolhouses with no recollection that Canada even ever won a Stanley Cup. To most of your population, the Stanley Cup is something that's seen on TV that's been wheeled down big American streets. Hell, it's not even Canadian beer that's being sipped from anymore. It's a fine American micro. It's like Bigfoot. You hope that maybe it's real. Listen, Canada's only shot at a cup is to convince the NHL to relocate Columbus to Hamilton. A little international welfare that you are so good at asking for. You see, we fight your battles, defend your borders.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that.
Hey, Bruce, get yourself a fine American cell phone. The only thing worse than the read and the take was the phone. Kind of tired. Like, hey, Canada, how's that taste? There's your drought. And then Canada comes in and says, yeah, but all those teams that are not Canadian are filled with Canadian rosters. And we go round and round with the most tired take ever. Come on now. Bring me something else. Bring me something different. Tell me something I've never heard before. Tell me something I don't know. All right, Detroit is out. 1-800-636-8686. It's harder than it looks. But on June 21st, we're going to have a full schedule. And it's going to be the 25th. It's going to happen. You have to do better than that, though, if you want to be in. Game two, I had this in hour number one, the top of the show. Like Houston Golden State the night before, Portland Denver was not much to watch, but Portland got it done. And they got it done on a night when Damian Lillard was not at his best. That makes them dangerous. The Canes are still alive. Jerk Nation is fired up. James Dolan getting sued for murdering music. 50 days until the smack off. When we return, a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, Chris Haynes, will be joining us. After that, LA Angels outfielder Brian Goodwin in studio. After that, Alvy's week that was, because I'm not in tomorrow. Keep calling. Keep trying. That's 2 hours down. Third hour coming up next. I am Jim Rome. You're in the jungle. Reset this thing. Hit me up on that toll-free line. Let's get this.